Parak Gimel is when our period from HaKadosh Baruch Hu happened, which is Mepharshim was saying going and learning after the Egel, and I was depressed and I'm bikashti esha avanafshi, I was looking around, I looked into the pshat, the remez, the drush, the soyed, I looked into Torah on every level, and I'm not shaykes to it anymore. Mitzuni, I knew what's going on. And kimat she'avarti, it was so quick. And right away, I found an achaztiv and I held on. Veloyar penu, I never wanted to give up. I'm never going to give up the Torah. Imi, and Hashem brought back down on Yaakov, Rossi, and Kadosh. And at that point, that we were able to reestablish the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishbati, Yisrael, I don't want to mess up this Ahava. We finally were able to rebuild the relationship. Let's not mess up the Ahava. Right? Then we say, okay, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mizois, Oilam, and Amidbar. I'm just crossing over the Hemshech and Parak Gimel. Kisimus, Hashem, Mekutaris, Moral, Voinim, Kol, Avkas, Roichel, which means that I bring Korbanos and the Mishkan and the Kutaris, and you have all the Kalim, and we're building a Beis HaMikdash. You name me, Tosh, Shishim Gibrim Saviv Gibor Yisrael is the Sanhedrin, and everything's great. We're back to a good matzav. Okay, Migibor Yisrael. Kulam. So let's look at. I think this is what we're up to. So Mitasa Shalishloima. So Rashi learns it's the oil Moed V'Ha'arin, but the Goyin learns Mitasa Shalishloima is the. Is the where did I get all this? I got it from the Sanhedrin. Mm-hmm. And then the great says a cloud, which we had in other places, that in general, Yisrael. And then he got to 70. It was 60 plus 10 of Roye Pnei Melech and Shlosh Mishomer Asaf. So the percentage was 60 plus 10 plus 2 on top. And the Gemara says, this is a klal. We had this. It is a klal in many places. And you find that there's 70, which are really two klalim of 35.
Yeah, that's very small and ASAP.
Yishmol and Esav, you have it. That there's 70 umais, but really the klalim are Yishmol and Esav, and each one has 35 under it. You have it by Sanhedrin. He said that there was two heads, and then there was 70 underneath, which is two groups. Where else does he say it? He says it by maybe by the Lashonis and other things. Al-Koponim, that's how he splits up the 70. Okay, let's go into the next one. So Kulam Achuzei Cherev. Kulam Achuzei Cherev. They're all holding a Cherev. Meluma de Mechama. They know how to fight a war. Ishchar Boy Al Yerechon. Each one has a Cherev. Mipachad Balelos. Now, the emes is, by the way, this pasuk makes more sense in the mashal, in the nimshal, than in the mashal. Like, what are we talking about? Just to focus on pasuk pshat, like, where are we? It's like, what's the malka who's away from her husband? What's she talking about exactly? So, yeah. But in the nimshal, so we're talking about the Sanhedrin. Okay, so what does it mean that the Sanhedrin are chuzei cherev, melumot de milchama? So Rashi already says. Milchamto shel Torah. Yeshiva Rashi over here. Right? So there's a milcham over here, Torah, and everyone's ready with their sword to basically klizena ein masayris the simonim shemamidim mayodam esagirsa. It's your weapons. What's your weapons? You're about masayra. Rashi doesn't say weapons is you're sharper than the other guy. Is that, Okay. So they're holding on tight to the Messiah because they don't want to forget it. It's a long draw here. Let's see what he says. Here. That is, be careful. That's what it means. According to Rashi, it's the weapon which is going to help you win the war. According to the Gra, It's that while you're in the middle of a Sanhedrin case, you have to view yourself as a cherub there. I mean, it's, you're besakana if you don't pass incorrectly. It's a whole different pshat in Rashi. Now, the Goyim is analyzing the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says two things. Ki ilu cherub chada munachas ben yirei chayisav. So, if there's a cherub like this under your feet, if you fall, it won't be too good because that cherub is going to be up here at some point. And kilu gehenem psucha leitachdav. Okay, so what's the two things here? What's the two result? Ha'inyan.
The cherub
Okay.
by the pesach again.
So he says like this. Shitzarach adayin yesh boki b'shnei dvar. You have to know two things. Alf, b'din tayo. Ha'inu shiya kol dayin din etzloi al buryoi. V'lo yed don davar mitoch davar ela kol biyadua mekubo meraboi. A good dayan shouldn't be trying to make stuff up. He should have a klur mesorah on what he's doing. The gam, but you could be the biggest bucky in the world, as you know from your field. Gam tzarch li es bucky bi yeshuvah shel olam sheyovin he im he toanu emes bechdei sheyeh emes lamitoy. He needs to know how to understand people. He needs to know how to decipher the situation. It's very nice. He knows the Torah. See, he knows that the halacha is if one guy's mazik the other, like this is how you pay with the din. But what if one guy says that's what happened? That's not really what happened. So, Zakta the girl's meduyik here. If you read the girl carefully, he says, she had din emes, she had tainasam emes, the gam la'amita shel Torah. Meaning, you know what we say? It's emes la'amita. If a person paskins a psak emes based on false. On false kindness. Is the psak emes? The answer is yeah. It's emes to the psak because the bezin was given that information and they passed on the psak and then that becomes Allah. It's not emes la'amitai. It's not a reflection of the real emes to the story that happened. So, Dr. Gra, when you want to paskin, you have to paskin emes la'amitai. In order to paskin emes la'amitai, you have to know the Torah and you have to know how to look at Metzius. Be a sharp guy. He's a woke up yesterday, like, you know. There's some sheker involved. Now, I think he. Okay, now. Etzchaim. In the Mishpat. Is Gan Eden. In other words, if you know the Torah well, so then you have a shaykh to say, it's Chaim Machzik, Mishaykh, and if you know that the MS will come out, then you have a shaykh to Gan Eden, to Elam HaBa. Now, what if you don't have either one of those? So you're going to lose out both. So, first of all, Kol Dayan, because so let's go back to the Gemara. Kol Dayan, Tzarech Lirais, number one, Kilu Cherev Chad Munachas Ben Yirei Chaysaf. There's a sharp thing here that could cut you. That's the term. It's you have to get it exactly right. You have to get the psak precisely right. So the first thing you have to be careful is don't let the sharpness of the term, don't be misled by the term. The second one is you may go to Gehenna because you stop passing another thing if you missed the boat and the guy you didn't realize the guy was lying. So Mamela, that's what Mar is saying. Number one is maybe there's a cherub chad over there. There's a whole Torah, you have to get it right. Number two is don't fall to Gehenna by falling for these people's lies and shkarmi. You gotta get it. Yeah, you have to know the full emes. Okay. For a war, you also need to know two things. Number one is you need a clean diet. You need to have good weapons. And number two, you need a good strategy. Right? See,
So he's reading the grain thrashing, but he's like a different shot. It sounds like he's switching, like switching the
it's
beat.
well, he's just trying to fit into the pasuk. They're holding a cher and they're melum de milchama. So the groin is saying you need both. Yes, he's holding the Torah. The Torah is the weapon with which to paskin.
But he knows how to use it.
But melum de milchama knows how to fight a war. So you can know how to fight a war, you don't have weapons. You can have weapons, you don't know how to fight a war. So you can have ideas in Torah, which is your weapons, you get fooled by people. You don't have good strategy. You could be a sharp guy, but you're not honest and learning. So maybe you need both. She bucky be shuva shalei law. They're shoma kula machuzei karev. They're bucky b'tayra. Umaluma de mechama and they're bucky be shuva shalei law. Unbelievable girl. Development. Yeah. So now, what's the second part of the puzzle? Ish charboi al yirechoi mi pachan balelois. Because we'll find out tomorrow. Okay.
That's
So,
Zion. That's the Sanhedrin.
no, this whole thing's going on in the Sanhedrin. But what's the second part of the puzzle? The thing he's saying, ish charboi al yirechoi. The charboi, very nice, you know Torah, but if you're not ready to use it, it's not going to help you. So the cherub is on yirechoi. The cherub is ready to go. Ish charboi yirechoi. Lezamar ish charboi yirechoi shem mishtamshim b'charvein. Klamar royin din bar. Number one, mi pacha baleilois, and they're afraid of the Gehenna, which is doimel lailo. Okay. So and he says that's the four milas in the pasuk. These dayanim, they're number one is shishim giboyrim. So let me kinei mitasar shishim giboyrim. Is it shishim? I don't know. He says that there's mitasa shalosh shishim gibor mi gibor Yisrael. I don't know. Okay, that's a separate issue. Now, Kapanim, there's a Sanhedrin. We were zochet to the Sanhedrin. That's part of a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they have this milah that they know the Torah and they can pass in the dinners. Okay, shkoyach.
Yeah.